This week marks 2 years since the start of the mass exodus of more than 700,000 Rohingya Muslims from Myanmar to Bangladesh. The ethnic minority began fleeing after a brutal crackdown by armed forces began in 2017. And as Buddhist-majority Myanmar continues to deny Rohingya people citizenship and leave them stateless, roughly 60 Rohingya babies are being born every day in Bangladesh's refugee camps. That's according to a UNICEF report from last year. Thurjoy Chowdhury is an independent photographer in Bangladesh who published a photo series on these stateless babies in National Geographic's August 2019 issue. Thurjoy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me here.
So you've been covering the Rohingya crisis since it started in 2017. Tell me, how has the situation evolved over the last 2 years?
It's not a new issue, actually. The history and the background of Rohingya refugee crisis is very complicated. And in different time periods, we have seen different kind of influx. So I basically started this project named Bor Refugee. Initially, the situation was really horrible. There were no facilities of drinking water and no sanitation facilities. But gradually, different organizations, they started working. And right now, the situation is little stable. But at the same time, we cannot say that we have any perfect solution for this issue because it's about the citizenship. And we have to resettle these people.
So this series of yours, Born Refugee, it's focused on babies who are born inside the camps. Can you describe what you've been seeing inside the camps?
So when the influx started, I observed that all the medias, all of the world, they were just focusing on an incident, which is definitely important. But at the same time, probably nobody was thinking about the future. And I was roaming around in the refugee camp, and suddenly I heard baby crying. So the refugees were leaving kind of a temporary shelter, like shanties or shacks. So I entered into that shelter and I came to know that that's just a one-day-old baby girl. And she was wrapped with a red blanket. And when I asked the permission to take picture of the baby, the mother unwrapped her and approached to me and asked me to have a better look. So while taking that picture, the visuals was something very simple. It's kind of a top shot. The baby was lying down on a red blanket. The background was completely red. And it was a very simple visual. But I started thinking about all the complexities of the geopolitics and all the horrible things that happened back there in Myanmar. And this baby was completely innocent. And from that very moment, I started working on the series that I'm gonna portray these babies as just innocent babies. I'm not showing them as refugee. The visuals are pretty simple. There are different colorful backgrounds like red, blue, green. Those are basically the blankets given to them as relief aid. And in the pictures, babies are crying, laughing, playing, sometimes sleeping. Kind of a juxtaposition that I wanted to make because the context, the story is horrible, but at the same time, these are just innocent babies who have actually nothing to do with this politics.
I was struck by the fact that some of the babies you photographed are as young as a day old. One of them, at least the one online at the National Geographic website, still has its umbilical cord attached. It's quite unsettling, but at the same time, I was struck by the fact that these mothers, these families, allowed you access and allowed you to photograph their children. Did you get a sense of why, in this vulnerable state, they were willing to have you photograph their children?
Well, honestly speaking, what I have realized that moment, they were completely blank. They literally had no idea what to do and where to go. Most of them were traumatized because of witnessing whatever happened back there in Myanmar. So I guess they wanted to tell the world what's happening. Before taking these pictures, I had long conversations with the mothers and the fathers, and I was trying to know and understand their struggle, their lifestyle over there, and what kind of challenges they're facing. At a point when I asked about the babies, it was more like a trust building. And in a way, I would say that they understood that probably this is going to help them in a way.
So you say that for many of the parents, they just have sort of a blank expression. Did they talk about issues of identity, statelessness, citizenship, this sort of limbo state that they're living in?
Absolutely. It happened several times. I asked them that, what do you want to do now? do you want to go back or do you want to stay here? So it was kind of a mixed feeling. They were completely insecure, I would say. They were so scared to go back. But at the same time, they were telling me that that's our land, so we need to go back. But we cannot be back right at this moment because they are literally killing us. At the same time, some of them were not even concerned about the future of these babies because it's more complicated.
I'm sure for many of them, there is a concern about the future education of their children. Do any of these children receive education in these camps?
Well, honestly speaking, first of all, the majority of the crowd, the Rohingya refugee crowd, they are not that much educated. So I have seen many other organizations and NGOs. They were actually working on educational facilities and they were trying to bring children in their unofficial school or educational center. But here, this issue is more critical because all these babies, in fact, in the pictures, all the babies were in the womb when they crossed the border and they were born in the refugee camp. So technically, the citizenship issues is really complicated because according to the Bangladesh Citizenship Act, if a child born in Bangladesh to alien parents cannot be citizen of Bangladesh by birth or by descent. That means like the children born to two Rohingya parents will never be considered citizens of Bangladesh. So on the other hand, according to the Myanmar citizenship law, they're not going to treat these newborns as Myanmar citizens, as they will be considered to have been migrated to Bangladesh. Moreover, according to the law, Rohingyas are not considered a national race of the country. It's really complicated for these particular babies, and without any identity, without any official documents, it's next to impossible to get enrolled into any official curriculum or educational system. So I would say the future of these babies are completely uncertain.
Durjoy Chaudhary is an independent photographer based in Bangladesh. Durjoy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.